This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wemuvhuro mbudzi 17, 2014. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfinyiro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC. Ndichiti ezvine zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Amai Grace Mugabe vanoita musangano kumazowe vachiti vachakurudzira murume wavo kuti adzinge amai Joyce Mujuru basa. Ukuwo amai Joyce Mujuru vanobuda pachena kekutanga vachiti zvose zviri kutaurwa nevamwe vavo muzano PF zvichiburitswa mapepanhau akaita seHerald neSunday Mail nemamwewo manyepo. Sachigaro weBoard reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition wadiwa mavhinga vanosiya basa vachiti vamwe ngavaende panyanga uye vagadzirise zviri kunetsa musangano iri. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vanga varidza chigaro weBoard reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition wadiwa mavhinga vanoti vasiya basa ravo nhasi vachiti kupokana kuri musangano iri kwava kukonzera kuti sangano iri ritadze kuita basa raro nemazvo. Vanga vari mutevedzeri wavamavhinga Muzvare Samukeliso Kumalo ndovasarudzwa pamusangano weSpecial General Council waitirwa muHarare nhasi kuti vapinde panyanga kusvikira kwaitwa musangano weAnnual General Meeting gore rinouya. Kunetsana muutungamiri weCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition kwangwa kwotokonzera dzimwe nhengo dzesangano iri kuti dzibude mariri dzichipomera board resangano iri kusafambisa zvinhu negwara kwaro. Vamavhinga vaudza mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 kuti vari kusiya basa vaine tarisiro yekuti vari kusara vacho vachagadzirisa zviri kunetsa kuitira kuti basa resangano iri rienderere mberi.
Munhu unofanira kufamba nzira dzaunenge wazvisarudzira maringe nezvaunenge uchitenda mazviri. Kana muchinge maona riri gungano zviya, munofanira kunge makabatanidzwa nechinhu chimwe chete chinoti ndezvichipi chiono chaminacho, zvakare mafambiro ezvinhu zvamunotenda mazviri. Nekudaro ndaona kuti mukati megungano hapachisina chiono chimwe chete pakuti tinofanira kuti tambe sei kuti tiende mberi kubatsira kuti nyika ive neutongi hwakanaka hujichetere. Vakuru vanoti izvi zvinofanira kuti zvitangire mumba medu. Saka nekudaro ndaona kuti pane makakatano akawanda anogona kuti aparadze musangano. Saka ndikati zviri nani kuti utungamiri huende parutivi muchitanga ini kuti tipe mukana kuti vamwe vavake musangano wedu vaende nawo mberi zvakanaka.
Saka kusiya basa kwenyu uku muri kuona kunge kuchabatsira pakugadzirisa zvinetswa zviri mumusangano?
Hongu idanho rinobatsira kana vanhu vaine chinangwa chekuti vaitungamidze zvakanakira musangano kutanga. Nekuti dzimwe nguva kana vanhu muri vatungamiri pakaita makakatanwa kana mukapa kuti ngatifambe takadai zvikaramba, ndikati ngatifambe takadai, kana zvichinge zvaramba vamwe vachifunga kuti zvichida vanhu vari kutungamidza, chakanaka ndechekuti vanhu vatungamidze musangano kwete kutungamidza mazita evanhu. Ndokusakei ndati inini regai seutungamiri senu semutungamiri ndiinde parutivi ndipewo vamwe mukana kuitira kuti zvisazoramba zvichiita sokuti inongova nyaya yekuti ndidhewa anoda zvakati, asi kuti musangano unoda zvipi nezvipi zvakanakira zvekusimbisa musangano chaizvo. Ndodozo randisunda kuti nditore danho iri.
Vadhura mavhinga ndovanga vari sachigaro weBoard reCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vanga vachitaura vari parunare vari muHarare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Mutungamiri abatawo nhengo yeBoard yesangano iri vaMashley Dube ava vanoti kusiya basa kwavamavhinga kuchabatsira kugadzirisa zviri kunetsa musangano ravo.
Vama zinda wa shika nasi kwa nga kuine ya tinoti special general meeting ya kanga ya shee ziru wanima members anuwa yu anuumba crisis in Zimbabwe coalition. Saka pa wa shika o nasi vachisi wa kinauta nga ziripa agenda za zifana kuzeiwa. Inauta ziri skruse maringe ne kubata kwa uba savari mpotri crisis in Zimbabwe coalition. Saka iwo ono kuziwa one kuona o mamiro ye kunze. Vabva vasvika vakazvitivo hai havachakwanisi kuramba vachiendera mberi nokunda chiapeseno crisis in Zimbabwe coalition.
Kusiya basa kwavamavhinga uku kunorevei kunoreva here kuti zvinhu zvakuzofamba zvakanaka musangano?
Zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti panga paine zvininga mpinyi zvanga zviripo. Ivo tinokwanisa kuti tivaverenge sechimwe chininga mpinyi nokuti munhu anga achikwanisa kuti atipatsanure isu. Muna anga chikwanisa kuti ange achitipinda muhondo tigare tiri panguva yehondo tichingogutsana tisingachaiti basa redu ratatifanira kunge tichiita. Zvino iko zvino zvazvadai takuchidzokera kumakomiti edu takuchindogara pasi takuchinyatsokuprograma tichiplana tichakatarisa gore rinouya kuti tinoshanda sei takuchiita zvebasa redu manje.
Musangano wekusarudza utungamiri hutsva kana kuti AGM muri kutarisira kuti uitwe rini?
Bumbiro redu re-crisis in Zimbabwe coalition rinotendera kuti tiite musangano uyu mugore rinouya muna December. Asi pane atinoti maprovisions zvakaiswawo mubumbiro zviripo kuti kana paine zvinenge zvaitika zvakakura kana mamembers iwo vari ze-coalition vakazviona zvakafanira unokwanisa kuti uitwe within 15 months after the previous AGM. Saka tirikutarisira kuti isusu AGM yedu hapana chakaipa.
Vamehluli Duve iboard member ye crisis in Zimbabwe coalition vanga vachitaura vari parunare vari muHarare namutungamiri Nkomo Studio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu ye Studio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repa internet rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Musa kangwana kuti munotibatawo pa 909 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave. Zimbabwe inoti iri kufara sezvo gore rino ichange ichikokera urongwa hwekucherechedza zuva revanorarama neHIV AIDS pasi rose. Zimbabwe ichange ichimirirwa muchirongwa ichi nesangano reNational AIDS Council. Sangano reAfrican Union richabatana neZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica muchirongwa chichaitwa musuwa 1 zvita kuVictoria Falls. Zuva reInternational AIDS Day rinocherechedzwa musuwa 1 zvita pasi rose. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reNational AIDS Council muzvare Madeline Dube vaudza Mavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 kuti gadziriro rechirongwa ichi iri kufamba zvakanaka chose.
Tiri kufara zvikuru kuti gore rino nyemberero dzedu the World AIDS Day zvava ratinocherechedza ndakuti shuramatongo eHIV neAIDS zvichiripo pakati pedu uye vanhu vakawanda vamwe vachiri kufa pamwe chete nokubatwa neutachiwana ihwohwo. Tanga tichimbopemberera tiri tega musi wa 1 December asi gore rino takaonawo veAfrica Union Commission vachitaura nyaya yekutiwo vanoda kunge vachibatana nesu. Mugore ra2012 Africa Union yakasunga kuti iyo yakuzoita mhemberero the World AIDS Day yakabatana nenyika dziri muAfrica dziri mamember states kubva muna 2012. Saka mhemberero dzokutanga dzakaitirwa kuRwanda, mhemberero dzechipiri dzikaitirwa kuSouthern Sudan iyi gore rakapera muna 2018. Gore rina 2014 vasarudza kuti vadzike vauye kuno kuchamhembe kweAfrica, Southern Africa Saka vasarudzo kuti batane neZimbabwe. Nokudaro isusu tiri kufara chaizvo.
Sei mafunga kuti musangano uyu uitirwe kuVictoria Falls.
Kunyange dai tanga tiita urongwa hwedu tichida kupembera tiri muHarare, takaona sokuti inove nguva yakanaka yekuti isuwo tiratidze pasipese kuti izvo Zimbabwe inyika yakaita sei. Zvinhu zvinonzi kwane dzimwe nyika pamusoro peZimbabwe zviratidze kuti chokwadi chiri papi. Saka tingati inguvawo yokuti isu tiratidze nyika yedu unaku hwayo nezvatinowana, uye kuti vamwe vanhu vanogona kunge vari kutouya kari kekutanga muZimbabwe, uye vanogona kana kusazombodzokawo zvakare kuZimbabwe kwacho. Saka takasarudza kuenda kuVictoria Falls kuti vanhu vakwanisewo kuona vachipemberera nesu asi vachiona kunaka kwenyika yedu, nokuti tine zvimwe tingati zviratidzo zvepasi rese zvisina nyika dzakawanda, one of the seven wonders of the world.
Musangano uyu uchange uri pasi pedingindira rinoti chii?
Theme world, continental world as theme, takatora eAfrica inoti you're getting to zero in Africa. Africa's responsibility, everyone's responsibility. Saka zvatikutaura pano ndezvekuti kuti tisvike pakuti mazero matatu aya, zero new HIV infections, zero AIDS related deaths, zero stigma discrimination, kuti tisvike izvozvo ibasa reAfrica.
Avanga vari muzvare Madeleine Dube vanona nezvekufambiswa kwemashoko mutsangano reNational AIDS Council of Zimbabwe vanga vachitaura vari parunhare muHarare naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC tichikuudzai zviri kuitika munyika.
Nanti elinye ithuba, nansi enye indlela yokulalela umsakazo wakho weStudio 7. Sihlobo, ulakho ukulalela uhlelo lweStudio 7 hatshi kuRadio kuphela loba ebulenjini kodwa la kumakhala ekhukhwini lasecingweni ngokusithinta kunombolo ezithi nxa useSouth Africa 27 105 916 467. Ngizaphinda njalo 27 105 916 467.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America muWashington DC. Mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe nhasi vakurudzira murume wavo kuti vadzinge basa mutevedzeri wavo amai Joyce Mujuru, avo vavari kupomera mhosva yekuronga zvekubvisa vaMugabe pachigaro vachishandisa chisimba. Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iye.
Vachitaura pamusangano wavaita nevadzidzi vemumayunivhesiti pamwe nevatsigiri veZANU PF, amai Mugabe vakurudzira vaMugabe kuti vachidzinga basa amai Mujuru, avo vavari nenguva vachiti vanofanira kusiya basa. Zvichitevera mashoko akabuda mubepanhau reSunday Mail neZuro ekuti amai Mujuru vaironga zvekuuraya vaMugabe, amai Mugabe vati vane umbo hwevhidhiyo hunoburitsa pachena kuti amai Mujuru vairongawo kuvauraya ivo pachezvavo. Vati amai Mujuru vari kupiwa mari nehurumende dzekunze yavari kushandisa muurongwa hwekuda kubvisa hurumende zvisiri pamutemo. Vaenderera mberi vachiti nekuda kweizvi, amai Mujuru vanofanirwa kusungwa vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kupirigura hurumende. Vatiwo kubva zvavakagadzwa semutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika, hapana chavakaita chinoratidza kuti vaimirira zvido zvemadzimai munyika. Vatiwo vachashanda zvakasimba kuti makurukota ese ehurumende pamwe nevatevedzeri vavaMugabe vachasarudzwa paCongress yeZANU PF vanogona kuvadzingisa zvakare kana vasiri kuita zvinhu nemazvo. chabacha amaye mujuru kuti tinzwe divi ravo panyaya iyi asi vati vari mumusangano vachatifonera kana vapedza zvavari kuita asi mashoko akavakaburitsa nezuro anoti havana chavanoziva nezvenyaya dziri kutaurwa mazuva ano naamai mugabe pamwe nevari muzanu pf avo vari kuvapomera mhosva yeuori kusagona basa pamwe nekutengesa kune asi mashoko avakaburitsa nezuro anoti havana chavanoziva nezvenyaya dziri kutaurwa mazuva ano naamai mugabe pamwe nevamwe vari muzanu pf avo vari kuvapomera mhosva yeuori kusagona basa pamwe nekutengesa kune venyika dzekunze vanoti vakatosvitsa nyaya iyi kumagweta avo asi mashoko avakaburitsa nezuro anoti havana chavanoziva nezvenyaya dziri kutaurwa mazuva ano naamai mugabe pamwe nevamwe vari muzanu pf avo vari kuvapomera mhosva yeuori kusagona basa pamwe nekutengesa kune venyika dzekunze vanoti vakatosvitsa nyaya iyi kumagweta avo kuti atore matanho pamusana pekusvibiswa kuri kuitwa zita ravo zvichakadai mutungamiri wesangano rezimbabwe congress of students iro rinobuda pachena kuti rinotsigira zanu pf vaLeopold Chakanyuka vaudza vanhu vanga vari pamusangano uyu kuti gurukota rezvedzidzo yepamusoro amai Olivia Muchena pamwe negurukota rinoona nezvevechidiki vaFrancis Nema vanofanira kusiya mabasa avo nhasi chaiye vachiva zvichakadai mutungamiri wesangano rezimbabwe congress of students iro rinobuda pachena kuti rinotsigira zanu pf vaLeopold Chakanyuka vaudza vanhu vanga vari pamusangano uyu kuti gurukota rezvedzidzo yepamusoro amai Olivia Muchena pamwe negurukota rinoona nezvevechidiki vaFrancis Nema vanofanira kusiya mabasa avo nhasi chaiye vachipomera vaviri ava mhosva yekusakoshesa zvido pamwe nezvirongwa zvevechidiki pamwe nevadzidzi zvichakadai amai mugabe vati vanhu vese vari kutsigira amai mujuru vachatorerwa matanho akaomarara muzanu pf ndakamirira Studio 7 kumazowe ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Zvichakadaro nekuona kuti mwana asingachemi anofira mubereko, mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika mai Joyce Teura Europa mujuru nezuro vakaburitsa gwaro riri kuramba zvavari kupomerwa nevamwe vavo mubato ravo. Mugwaro iri amai mujuru vanoramba mashoko akaburitswa nezuro nebepanhau reSunday Mail iro riri kuvapomera mhosva yekuronga kupfuudza mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Amai mujuru vanorambawo zvakare mhosva dzinosanganisira dzeuori dzavari kupomerwa. Vanoti kunyanga hazvo kunyarara kuchinzi kunokunda zvose, vaona zvakakosha kuti vaudze vana veZimbabwe kuti sezvo vari mutungamiri akasarudzwa nevanhu, vachashandira vanhu vachiremekedza mutungamiri webato ravo pamwe nemutungamiri wenyika uye vachitevera bumbiro rebato ravo pamwe nebumbiro renyika. Amai mujuru vanoti chakaita kuti vatore nguva vakanyarara inyaya yekuti vanoremekedza urongwa hwebato ravo. Amai mujuru vanotiwo vakasvitsa nyaya iyi kumagweta avo ayo vanoti achatora matanho akakodzera. Mapoka akawanda ari kuchikwata chinonzi chiri kutungamirwa negurukota rezvemitemo vaEmerson Mnangagwa anonzi ari kukurudzira amai mujuru kuti vasiye basa voga. Nezuro sangano revakarwa hondo rakakurudzira amai mujuru kuti vasiye basa richiti izvi zvinozererutsa basa raro pakongresi yezanu pf ichaitwa mwedzi unouya. Vamwe vanonzi vari kudivira amai mujuru vanosanganisira varugare gumbo vari kumbomiswa mabasa mumusangano vachipomerwa mhosva dzekuda kupidigura hurumende yava Mugabe. Studio 7 yaedza kubata amai mujuru asi vati vanga vari mumusangano. Takundikanawo kubata magweta avo eScanlan and Holderness. Mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi tabata nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira vachaosumutasa kuti tinzwewo maonero avo panyaya iyi.
Ndinofunga kuti zvakakosha kuti veruzhinji vazive pfungwa dzavo uye kuti vanofungei pamusoro pezviri kuitika, nekuti dzimwe nguva vakaramba vakanyarara zvinoratidza sekuti havasi kupokana nezvavari kupomerwa.
Saka imi munoti danho ravatora idanho rakanaka here, nekuti vamwe vanoti kunyarara kunokunda zvose?
Uku hakuchadi kunyarara manje pazvasvika. Zvaakuda kuti vataure vabude pachena kuti ivo vanotii nezviri kutaurwa, nekuti dambudziko racho harisiri kupera rekuramba vachitaurwa. Vaifanira kuti kunyarara kwavo kuite kuti vanhu vasataure nezvazvo, asi nekuda kwekuti vanhu vari kuramba vachingotaura mapepa achingonyorwa zvinoratidza kuti zvasida kuti vataure vaedze kuwana chavanotaura pamusoro pacho.
Asi vamutasa kungoburitsa statement kana gwaro irori, kune hudzamu hwakadii zvichienzaniswa nevamwe vavo vari kuvatakata vachiita zvekutaura pamisangano?
Chekutanga chinoratidza kuti ivo munhu anoziva yatingati protocol yebasa ravo. Zvinoratidza kuti munhu asiri kungoita zvemhirizhonga kana kuedza kudzorerawo zvavari kupomerwa, asi kuti vanoda kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe nenzira chaiyo chaiyo, kuti mapindiro avakaita pabasa ndoo mashandirwo aifanira kuitwa nyaya yavo ichitaurwa zvakanaka, pane kuti vangotanga nekunge vachipomerwa paruzhinji.
Totarisawo kuti muZANU PF muri kuitika zvakawanda. Tinoona varugare gumbo vakabvunzurudzwa nemapurisa mukupera kwesvondo panyaya yababa ajukwa. Tonzwawo kuti vaKalistus Ndlovu vanenge vari kunzi vanofanira kusungwawo nekuti vari kupomerwa mhosva yekusashandisa midziyo kana mari zvebato zvakanaka. Zviri kuitika izvi zvinonanga kupi tichitarisa musangano mukuru weCongress uri kugadzirirwa?
Zvakangonanga ndezvokuti Kongresi chaiyo chaiyo iri kutoitika izvezvi. Iyo ichaitwa ichangova chiitiko chete chekungoti taakuita Kongresi, asi Kongresi zvayaifana kuti iteme nekugadzirisa ndo zviri kutogadziriswa izvezvi. Zvekuti vaifanira kunge vachinzi ndo vakanganisa vari kuburitswa pachena vachipiwa mhosva dzamuri kutaura idzodzo. Kureva kuti patinosvika paCongress panenge pasina nyaya yakawanda yekutaura.
Nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika vachishanda vakazvimirira vaCharles Mutasa vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa kubuda pachena kekutanga kwemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru vachiramba mhosva dzavari kupomerwa nevamwe vavo muZANU PF vanofungidzirwa kuti vari kutsigira gurukota rezvemitemo vaEmerson Mnangagwa mumakakatanwa emasimba ari mubato iri. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 001 202 465 0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kutaura kuti tigo kufonerai. Munogonawo kufona panhamba dzinoti 001 202 617 2077 kuti mutaure paLive Talk. Munhau dzedu dzemitambo, chikwata chenhabvu cheFC Platinum chakabudirira kunomirira nyika mumakundano e2015 CAF Confederation Cup zvichitevera kukunda kwachakaita neZuro. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Chikwata ichi neZuro chakatora mukombe wechibuku Super Cup nekubudirira kuenda kunomirira nyika muCAF Confederations Cup mumutambo wakabuda Harare City ichichema zvikuru kuti yaive yabirirwa nemuridzi wePembe vanomo Matemera. Harare City yaive yakatungamira 1-0 mutambo wave nemaminetsi anokwana mana awedzerwa apo pakanwisa chibodzwa neveFC Platinum. Murairidzi wavo Masimba Dinyero nevamwe vakawanda vaive munhandare iyi vachiti ivo bhora iri raive risina kudarika mutsetse wakatarwa. Dinyero haana kuda kuvanza nezvaanofunga kuti ndizvo zvakaitika pamutambo uyu.
Chinja avapa hazvichinje kari hazvichinje.
Vamatemera vakaramba kutaura nezvemutambo uyu apo Studio 7 yakaedza kutaura navo nezvavaipomerwa zvekuve kudivi reFC Platinum.
It's a Christmas present for them.
Murairidzi wechikwata cheFC Platinum Norman Mapeza anoramba kuti chikwata chake chakabatsirwa nemuridzi wePembe asi achibvuma kuti mutambo wanga wakaoma zvikuru.
Mutambo wanga wakatiomei sezvavanhu vese vari muno vaona kuti tazokwanisa kuwana go chibodzwa chatarimisa mabhora akunopera.
Uyu wave mukombe wechipiri Mapeza achirayiridza FC Platinum asi uri wechitatu kuchikwata ichi. FC Platinum yakatora mukombe weIndependence Trophy apo yairayiridzwa naLloyd Mutasa. Asi Mapeza anofunga kuti fainari yechibuku Super Cup yaive isingafanirwe kuve yakatambirwa mumusha wavo weMandava Stadium.
Ini ndinoshuvira kuti kana iri mukombe wefinal, mukombe iri cup final, inofanira kuti itambwe kuneutral venue.
Pakutora mukombe uyu, FC Platinum yakawana mari inoita iyo zviuru makumi manomwe nezvishanu zvemadhora. Chikwata chakakundwa cheHarare City chikawanawo madhora zviuru makumi mashanu. Chikwata cheFC Platinum chichamirira nyika zvekare mumakwikwi eCAF Confederations Cup muna 2015. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Yashika nguwe tunoverenga tsamba ngwasha dzenyu pamwe nematext message amunotumira kuno kuStudio 7. Yekutanga yabva kune muteerera ari kuti ndapota verengaiwo tsamba yangu kava kakawanda musingamboverengiwo message yangu. Muri sei timu yeStudio 7 pamwe nemhuri yose yeZimbabwe. Ndinoti pamberi nebasa renyu ndinofara kwazvo nenhau dzenyu dzechokwadi. Muri kwazisirawo mhuri yose yekwaChibaira kuSouthdown pamwe nemhuri yekwaSiyakanda kuChagonda kuri kuChipinge. Ndini Tailman Siyakanda kuRustenburg kuSouth Africa. Mumwe muteerera anoti ndingafara mukaverenga tsamba yangu Jonga. Tava kunonga svosve nemuromo. Tava nemwedzi mitatu tisingapiwe mihoro wedu paWoola Farm Glendale Mazowe. Papuraze remunyarikani revamwe vakuru muhurumende. Tanzwa nenhamo ndinoti basa sebasa vana Jonga zvimwe mari vangapindire. Morisai machinja ose pamberi nekubatana. Mumwe muteerera anoti hai Jonga naBlessing, ndinoti basa munogona varume dai mawedzera nguva yenyu yenhau uyezve nekudzokorora nhau dzamunenge maverenga weekend sezvamunoita pakati pesvondo nokuti magetsi haasi kubatika zvekumhanya. Ndini Chenje wekuChegutu. Mumwe anoti alo mukoma Jonga, ndinokumbirawo mutiongororerewo nyaya yedu kuno kuUMP. Tina MP wedu vasimba mudarikwa vari kushungurudza vanhu vemudunhu rekwaJambwa vachitorerwa nzvimbo. Please itaurewo nyaya iyi. Thank you. Munyori haana kutipa zita rake. Mumwe anoti ndinonzi baba vaAshi, ndinofara nechirongwa chenyu chinotionesa mamiriro akaita zvinhu kumusha. Ndinomhoresa mudhara zete kumakomoyo, ndiri kuBotswana. Aiva vateereri, nguva yedu ndoyaita shanje. Vadikani, tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinoti rambai muchitumira tsamba mbozha dzenyu kuno kuStudio 7 muchitiudzawo zvirongwa zvamunofanira kunzwa imi vateereri kuti munzwe pano paStudio 7. Kwazisanai hama neshamwari pano paStudio 7 muchishandisa email yedu inoti studio7@voanews.com. Kana ari matext message kana WhatsApp, tumirai kunhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Tinodzokorora zvakare nhamba idzi 001-202-465-0318. Chirongwa chino ndechenyu imi vateereri. Tosangana zvakare mangwana muchikamu chatinoverenga zvamunenge manyora. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro wenhau zvakare. Mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe vanoita musangano kuMazowe vachiti vachakurudzira murume wavo kuti adzinge amai Joyce Mujuru basa. Ukuwo amai Joyce Mujuru vanobuda pachena kekutanga vachiti zvose zviri kutaurwa nevamwe vavo muzanu PF zvichiburitswa mapepanhau akaita seHerald, Sunday Mail nemamwe manyepo. Sachigaro weBoarder Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition wadewa mavinga vanosiya basa vachiti vamwe ngavaende panyanga uye vagadzirisa zviri kunetsa musangano iri. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinovimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndokusiyai mina Chris Gande naStandekile Mhlanga.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 17, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
First Lady Grace Mugabe urges her husband, President Robert Mugabe, to fire his deputy, Joyce Mujuru, immediately after she was fingered in an alleged plot to assassinate the head of state.
There shouldn't be public prosecution of individuals. Prosecution should be done through the law court, through the police, and not by individuals.
Meanwhile, Deputy President Joyce Mujuru breaks her silence on heightened ZANU-PF factionalism and dismisses as malicious reports that she is corrupt, incompetent, and attempting to overthrow President Robert Mugabe.
When she finds herself defending against both the media and her counterparts in the political process, you would simply say she has lost the game, she's lost the gamble.
And Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Chairman Dewa Mafinga resigns his position today, citing deep mistrust and infighting that he says had become untenable for effective leadership.
First Lady Grace Mugabe today urged her husband, President Robert Mugabe, to fire his deputy, Joyce Mujuru, who has been fingered in a plot to assassinate the head of state. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Addressing some university students and ZANU-PF supporters at her Mazoe orphanage today, First Lady Grace Mugabe said Mr. Mugabe should now take action and dismiss his deputy, after reports fingered her in a plot to assassinate the veteran president. The First Lady has on numerous occasions accused Mrs. Mujuru of corruption, incompetence, and selling out to the country's so-called detractors. Following a report carried in the Sunday Mail newspaper yesterday linking Mrs. Mujuru to a plot to assassinate the president, Mrs. Mugabe also stunned those who attended today's meeting that she has video evidence of Mrs. Mujuru also plotting to eliminate her, adding that the vice president was working with unnamed foreign countries to implement those plots. She added that Mrs. Mujuru should now face treason charges. Mrs. Mugabe said, since Vice President Mujuru was appointed 10 years ago, she has not been working in the interests of women. She added that the person who would be elected at the forthcoming ZANU-PF Congress to replace Mrs. Mujuru and other ministers should work hard or risk facing the same fate that is about to be faced by Mujuru. Studio 7 contacted Vice President Mujuru for comment, but she said she could not speak since she was in a meeting. But she released a statement yesterday dismissing claims that she is corrupt. In her statement, Mrs. Mujuru said her hands are clean and she was determined to continue to work for the good of the country. On personal attacks that were launched against her by the First Lady and other ZANU-PF officials, Mrs. Mujuru said she had instructed her lawyers to deal with the matter. Meanwhile, the president of the ZANU-PF Aligned Zimbabwe Congress of Students, Leopold Chakanyuka, also told the gathering that Higher Education Minister Olivia Muchena and Youth Minister Francis Nema should also resign immediately for allegedly not advancing issues that have a bearing on the lives of youth and students. The ZIKOSU president also called for Mrs. Mujuru to resign within a fortnight, while Mrs. Mugabe warned that those who continue to align themselves with Mrs. Mujuru will be punished. factionalism has become more pronounced in ZANU-PF this year as the ruling party heads for its sixth crucial elective congress. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mazowe, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
As reported by Thomas Chiripasi, Deputy President Joyce Mujuru has broken her silence on heightened ZANU-PF factionalism by dismissing as malicious reports that she is corrupt, incompetent, and attempting to overthrow President Robert Mugabe. In a statement released yesterday evening, Mrs. Mujuru said no amount of malicious, hateful, and false statements about her, her family, and business associates can deter her from the mission at hand, that is to assist President Mugabe in driving the social and economic programs of the government to successful fruition. The Vice President, who has been urged to step down by the First Lady Grace Mugabe and her allies ahead of the party's elective congress in December, said she has briefed her legal practitioners to take the necessary steps at law to restore her good reputation, political standing and dignity.
The beleaguered vice president said she is ready to defend herself before ZANU-PF and in any court of law on any of the allegations made against her at any time in accordance with the laws of Zimbabwe. Mrs. Mujuru said she will continue to diligently serve the people of Zimbabwe and ZANU-PF. Reacting to a statement, ZANU-PF Central Committee member David Ndlovu told Studio 7's Gibbs Duwe that Mrs. Mujuru has the right to defend herself.
An individual is innocent until proven guilty. And my belief is that there shouldn't be public prosecution of individuals. Prosecution should be done through the law courts, through the police, and not by individuals.
So in this case, are you assuming that at the end of the day, she's being prosecuted in public by some party members for their own personal gain?
Yeah, because the legal system is here. And when an individual has done something wrong, the due legal process should be followed.
So now, looking at what is going on in ZANU-PF, do you think that the party will still be there before the Congress, or maybe you're going to see some factions splitting from the main party?
No, the party will still be there, because I believe that some people come to their senses and correct what they are doing. The party will still be there. As we grow closer to the Congress, some people might start having to add good reasoning and see that what is being done or what is happening is not good for the party and for the future, not only the party, the future of this country.
That was ZANU-PF Central Committee member David Ndlovu speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo.
Independent political analyst Charles Mutasa tells Studio 7's reporter Jonga Kantemiri that although Mujuru has taken long to break the silence, she has done the right thing to at least give her side of the story.
I think at this point in time, it was important for her to come out in the open and tell the nation what is her position concerning the allegations that have been leveled against her. I think people may say silence is golden, but to a certain extent it is. But when it goes beyond a certain duration, one has to speak out and say a mind. And I think the reason why she's doing that is she has actually seen that there's no one coming to speak on her behalf. I think she originally thought that the president will come and defend her, but that is not what has happened. So she has to speak for herself.
Some would argue that just issuing a statement does not carry enough weight. What's your reaction to this?
I think she has fewer options, if none, except to speak her mind, because even if she remains silent, people will just act on her, just like happening on to other people within the party at the moment. So I think it is wise for her to speak her mind and let the nation know what she thinks and where she stands.
That was independent political analyst Charles Mutasa in Harare with Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
A political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University tells Studio 7's Gibbs Duwe that Mrs. Mujuru should start courting her opponents in order to survive the political onslaught launched by her opponents.
When she finds herself defending against both the media and her counterparts in the political process, you would simply say she has lost the game, she's lost the gamble. And to then say that the allegations are unfounded is, in political terms, necessarily showing that she's on the defensive and not on the offensive, and therefore has lost the game. She must be giving a statement now, trying to court or create a courtship between herself and the other side. And as long as she's not doing that, she is continuing to lose greatly. She needs some good political advice at this stage, which she seems not to have.
And do you think that she would survive before the Congress?
She would not survive, which is why I'm very disappointed that at this moment she is not beginning a process of courtship between herself and the other side, which is the only way she can survive at the Congress and hope to fight another day. If she doesn't survive at the Congress, her ability or chances of fighting back post-Congress is going to be diminished even further. So therefore, she's squandering a very important opportunity, very important moment, trying to look clean.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda of Huddersfield University speaking with Studio 7 from London. The other factions say to be fighting for the control of the ZANU-PF party ahead of the party's congress is allegedly led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, who has also denied that he leads a faction.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001202-465-0318.
Coming up,
can tobacco cure Ebola? Stay tuned.
But first, we take a look at regional and international news.
A second woman in Egypt has died of bird flu. The woman who had tended chickens at her home died of the H5N1 virus, the second such fatality in Egypt this year. The European Union is expected to outline steps to contain the highly contagious virus after two poultry farms in Britain and the Netherlands confirmed outbreaks of different strains of the virus.
France says one of its citizens is among the Islamic State militants appearing in a video announcing the beheading of American aid worker Abdul Rahman Kassig. Interior Minister Bernard Chachenevu identified the Frenchman today as 22-year-old Maxime Hachard, who left for Syria more than a year ago after a brief stay in Mauritania.
And China and Australia have signed a declaration of intent on a landmark free trade deal after about a decade of negotiations. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott and visiting Chinese President Xi Jinping witnessed the signing ceremony today at Parliament in the capital, Canberra.
The Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition CZC Chairman Dewama Vinga resigned his position today, citing deep mistrust and infighting that he said had become untenable for effective leadership. His deputy Samgeliso Khumalo takes over the reins until the organization holds its annual general meeting next year. Mavinga tendered his resignation at a special general council meeting held in Harare. He tells reporter Ntungamili Nkomo that he's leaving for personal fights and smear campaigns can cease and allow the organization to refocus and move forward.
Primarily, it is really to secure the best interests of the institution in terms of the need to focus on values of good governance, transparency and accountability, and to ensure that the institution has those positive values and systems of governance in place. There have been a number of challenges, but I want to step aside to give an opportunity to the leadership and elders of the institution to try and find a way forward that would restore the institution to its founding values. I believe that the mistrust, the lack of unity of purpose, and the lack of a common vision and common values militate against effective leadership, and they've made it untenable for continued effective leadership of the coalition. Therefore, it was the number of things to step aside and let others step it forward.
Do you see your stepping aside ending all the problems that are bedeviling the organization?
It's an important first step. Where there are conflicted problems and challenges, one thing that might cloud issues are wrong perceptions, that is about personalities or personal interests. So to demonstrate commitment to the institutional values, it is important to take away the personal interest by stepping aside. But this can only work if there is commitment across the board from others that we should put the interest of the institution first, and therefore let a clean space and neutral individuals, impartial and credible individuals, craft a way forward that would rescue the institution and restore its credibility and public confidence.
And that was outgoing Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Chairman Dewa Mavinga on the line from Harare.
Crisis spokesman Fundo Mlilo says he hopes Mavinga's departure will allow for a new start.
This is a welcome development, considering the challenges that the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition has been facing. The members of Crisis had called for a special general meeting, which was held today, to discuss the intermittent challenges that the organization has been facing. So as part of the meeting, Mr. Mavinga attended this meeting and tendered his resignation.
What does Mr. Mavinga's departure mean for the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition?
In our view, we think that this is the beginning of a process to re-stabilize the organization, to put the organization on its proper agenda, because it fights for democracy and good governance in Zimbabwe. We believe that our organization had sidetracked and was now focusing on internal issues. So the departure by Mr. Mavinga will allow the organization to have a frank discussion and a frank strategic plan going forward without having to focus on leadership issues.
That was Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition spokesman Fundo Mlilo on the line with reporter Ntungameli Ngomo in Harare.
Tobacco has been implicated in the increase in certain cancers, such as in lungs, from smoking. As a result, the worldwide anti-smoking campaigns have put countries like Zimbabwe, a major producer and exporter of tobacco, in a dilemma. But there might be a bright side to the nicotine-rich product after all. Ndimiake Mwakalele speaks with Don Stewart, CEO of the Canadian company Plantform, which is currently testing a new drug to cure Ebola using tobacco as a key ingredient.
The possibility of creating at very low cost drugs for Ebola is an exciting opportunity for us all.
How did tobacco become a possibility as a cure for a disease like Ebola?
It's important to know that the drugs for Ebola that have been made in tobacco are not natural products of tobacco. So the tobacco is actually being used as a little bioreactor. And we introduce the genes into the tobacco that make the drugs for Ebola. And this is really good technology because it can actually be done anywhere in the world because you do it in an indoor facility with lights and some water, a little heating or cooling, and then you've got your production facility.
And can you explain exactly the process?
We grow a type of tobacco that's called Nicotinia benthamiana. It's a relation of smoking tobacco. And it's generally grown indoors for 6 weeks. And then we use what's called an agrobacterium. That's a type of bacteria that only infects plants. And in that agrobacteria, we've introduced the gene that makes the drug product. You make the agrobacterium in such a way that it fools the plant into making the drug.
Now, the irony here is that tobacco has been linked with cancer. How do you get people to see beyond the negative aspects of tobacco?
When we produce a drug, we're actually purifying away all the components of the drug. So we have to show with a lot of testing that the product has no residual containing materials from the tobacco. And what we hope is that people will see beyond the downside of tobacco and see this as a positive use of the crop and an alternative process that a farmer could become involved in.
Don Stewart is the CEO of Plantform, a Canadian company that is testing a cure for Ebola, which uses tobacco as a key ingredient. He spoke with Studio 7's Ndimiake Mwakalele from Gulf, Canada.
Members of the Gwanda Residents Association, among others, were today arrested by the police after attempting to carry out their planned water demonstrations in the town. Gwanda Residents Association spokesman Begezela Matuma tells Studio 7 there was a major police presence in the town today following the association's announcement on intending to protest. Reporter Tatenda Kombo spoke with Gwanda Residents Association spokesman Begezela Matuma, who says others continue to be arrested over demonstrations.
There was general confusion around the town. Then, because of major intimidation, the demonstration just couldn't go ahead.
How many people were arrested? As you say that a few, including yourself, were arrested.
Yeah, I was picked up by the law and order section. It was an hour or two of interrogation before I was allowed to go. And told to come back after an hour, told to go and get the constitution of the Residents Association and the list of neighbors in the Residents Association. We did believe that to them, but I couldn't get the whole list of members of the Residents Association. It was really because it was an hour. Our secretary was not around. But I didn't understand why that list was needed. So that we are giving the constitution and the committee members and the committee members. One guy, I understand, was also picked up, but we haven't given him said what he's in touch with. The manager for Fanda, I understand, was also picked up by the police for something like violating a court order that said Zuma should not accept the water cut. So we understand he's in police custody right now.
Gwanda Residents Association spokesman Begezela Matuma. The National AIDS Council says it is happy with preparations to mark the International AIDS Day on December 1st. The African Union this year will mark the day in Zimbabwe, a move National AIDS Council spokeswoman Madeleine Dube says will strengthen their message on fighting new infections in the country and on the continent at large. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye spoke with Madeleine Dube on the issue.
Zimbabwe is fortunate that this year we will host the Continental World AIDS Day, team running, getting to zero in Africa, your responsibility, my responsibility. And we're hoping that we will be able to commemorate this event on the 1st of December in Victoria Falls.
Why Victoria Falls?
Zimbabwe is fortunate to have one of those seven wonders of the world, that is Victoria Falls, so we'd like to market Zimbabwe at the same time as we do our commemoration.
We understand that this year's meeting, you will be hosting some countries from Africa under the umbrella of the African Union. Tell us a little bit about that.
In 2012, the Africa Union Commission decided that they'll do commemorations in the member states, in the AU member states. So the first commemoration of World AIDS Day was done in Rwanda in 2012. 2018, they then went to South Sudan, and this year they decided to come to Zimbabwe. We are delighted in Zimbabwe because we think we can tell our stories, an opportunity for us to tell our story in the different fronts.
What is the Zimbabwean story?
We are the first country in Southern Africa to ensure that we have reduced the infection of HIV and AIDS, and our prevalence rate has gone down as compared to what it was in 1999. It was as high as 33, and it went down to 25 6%, then we ended up at 14%.
And that was the National AIDS Council spokeswoman Madeline Dube speaking to Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Harare.
The MDCT faction, calling itself the Renewal Team, has reiterated that all efforts being made by the MDCT to withdraw 15 of its members from Parliament and 3 from the Senate will not be successful until a court of law determines which faction is legitimate. The MDCT says it will approach the Constitutional Court because the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mutenda, and President of the Senate, Edna Matsongwe, did not correctly interpret the provisions of the Constitution when rejecting the MDCT's demands last week. However, the Renewal Team's Bulawayo Provincial Chairman and legal expert, Kucaca Phulu, says the importance of obtaining a court's ruling on the legitimacy of either of the factions cannot be overlooked.
Because we have, on one hand, ourselves contending that, we dismissed Morgan Tsvangirai and other leaders who have shown disrespect for the constitution of the party. So, on the other hand, you've got Morgan Tsvangirai and his group contending that they are the real MDC. All the speaker is saying, and remember, I think the speaker is putting on his hat as a lawyer. He's saying, look, do I have the capacity and the jurisdiction to decide the issues of who is the real MDC? And he's saying, no, that is an issue that must be decided by a court, and therefore go to court. Once the court decides who is the legitimate MDC, then I'll listen to that legitimate MDC. The fact that they held their Congress is neither here nor there, because an illegal cabal can go under a tree anyway and hold a Congress. That does not legitimize them.
What is likely to happen if the MDCT appeals at the Constitutional Court?
That approach is flawed, because the same interpretation will give either of them a right. And who should get that right? That is the question. No matter what the Constitutional Court were to decide, the provision means, the decision is to be made on who should benefit or who is the rightful MTC. That is a question that cannot be avoided.
That was Kucaca Phulu, the Renewal Team's provincial chairman for Bulawayo and legal expert on the line from Bulawayo.
And in sports news, FC Platinum have controversially booked their place in the CAF Confederation Cup tournament. Reporter Michael Cariati tells us how.
Harare City were on the verge of winning the 2014 Chibuku Super Cup and a place in the CAF Confederation Cup until the 94th minute, when referee Nomo Matemera signaled for a goal. Many in the stadium, including Harare City coach Masibadi Nyero, felt the ball did not cross the line, adding that the Sunshine City boys were robbed of a trophy what looked like theirs for the taking. Dinero has no kind words for the match officials.
Because of the bad officiating, that's why it demoralized in my players. It was not a fair referee.
Despite protests from the Harare City players and their fans from the stands, the referee stood his ground and extra time did not produce a winner until the penalty shootouts. Dinero believes his players were denied a season end of celebration.
It's a Christmas present for them.
However, FC Platinum coach Nomen Mapeza says they were aware that the game could spill into the dreaded penalties.
We did penalties yesterday. We practiced everything yesterday. And when I just told them, look, it's you and you are going to take the penalties, they didn't have any problems.
This is Nomen Mapeza's second trophy of the season and FC Platinum's third of the year. Previously, Mapeza won the Zimbabwe National Army Challenge, while the Independence Trophy was won under the guidance of Lloyd Mutasa. For winning the Chibuku Super Cup, FC Platinum took home 75,000, while Harare City were rewarded with $50,000. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our host will discuss with experts and you, the listeners, about worsening ZANU-PF factionalism as Deputy President Joyce Mujuru speaks out.
to join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
Now to recap today's top stories.
The First Lady Grace Mugabe urges her husband, President Robert Mugabe, to fire his deputy, Joyce Mujuru, immediately after she was fingered in an alleged plot to assassinate the head of state.
This is Joyce Mujuru breaks her silence on heightened ZANU-PF factionalism and dismissed as malicious reports that she is corrupt, incompetent, and attempting to overthrow President Robert Mugabe.
That's all we have for you today. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Chris ngiyakwamukela sithandekile lichona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 17 ngolwezi 2014 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Already kule public prosecution in Zela in Zimbabwe. Xa kule nto yonke ahambe ecourt, ahambe ecourt sonke sibone ukwenzi lokhu. Ngikhiphe endaba yithi kuyinto ewenzile. Asingeke sifike akwenzanga ukwenzile until ecourt izitsho ukuthi umuntu lo wenze lokhu.
Unkosikazi Grace Mugabe lamhla ukhuthaze umkakhe uMongameli Mugabe ukuthi axotshe umsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru emethesa icala lokufuna ukugenqula umbuso wakhe okulandulwa ngumsekeli kaMongameli.
Abahlali beGwanda namhla bebenzile luka le-demonstration yamanje. Manje amaphoyisa avuka ekuseni agwanda yonke ngoba le-demonstration yangkhona. So abantu bagcine ingasabanga khona i-demonstration, amapolisa going around setting abantu akade befika ku-demonstration.
Amalunga enhlanganiso yezakhamizi eGwanda Residents Association abotshiwe ngamapholisa namhla ezama ukutshengisela phezu kokuswelakala kwamanzi kanye lohlelo lwama-prepaid water meters.
Umgcini sihlalo we-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition umnumzana Dewa Mavinga utshiye umsebenzi lamuhla esithi ukudonselana lokulwisana okulumanyano sokusenqabela ukuthi wenze umsebenzi wawo ngemfanelo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Unkosikazi Grace Mugabe lamhla ukhuthaze umkakhe uMongameli Mugabe ukuthi axotshe umsekeli wakhe unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru emethesa icala lokufuna ukugenqula umbuso wakhe. Unkosikazi Mugabe wethulela amazwi epulazini lakhe leMazo lapho ahlangane khona lezifundi ezivela kundawana zonke zelizwe. Unkosikazi Mugabe uthe kulandela udaba oluphume kuphephandaba le-The Sunday Mail olokuthi unkosikazi Mujuru wayefuna ukubulala uMongameli Mugabe. Kukhona njalo obunye obufakazi kumabona kude. Unkosikazi Mugabe uphinde wathi unkosikazi Mujuru selokho wakhethwa ukuba ngumsekeli kaMongameli akulalutho olubambekayo aseke walwenza. Omunye umkhokheli wezifundi umnumzana Leopold Chakanyuka wazisela umbuthano ukuthi bafuna ukukhuthaza uMongameli Mugabe ukuthi axotshe umphathintambo wezemfundo yaphezulu unkosikazi Olivia Muchena lomphathintambo wezabatsha umnumzana Francis Nema ukuthi kumele ababili laba bachiye izikhundla. Ukuhlaziya loludaba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana George Mkhwananzi ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngaloludaba.
Kuvele kuhle kucaca ukuthi ngumuntu osezipe igunya kunye neqhaza lokuthi usesibangeni lokuthi angathatha ubukhokheli. Indlela asesenza ngayo ivele isikubeka kucaca ukuthi ngumuntu osezibona engumkhokheli wezinga eliphezulu. Uzokhumbula ukuthi sitema sixoxa ngaye kusukane eziphile ezedluleyo. Ngakubeka kwacaca ukuthi zonke lezi zinto ahambe zikhuluma abantu becabanga ukuthi uyabhuda nje. Izinto umyeni wakhe azaziyo, uyazazi njalo umhlomile ngazi ukuthi ahamba ayosikhuluma ngithemba manje akusekho umuntu ongabe yakuthandabuze lokho lo muntu usephiwe uphaphe lokuthi uzokhokhela ukuthi uzokhokhela eyini lokho kasikakwazi kodwa okucacile ukuthi umuntu ozokuba umkhokheli phakathi kwelizwe kuzinga eliphezulu kakhulu
singabona kusenzakalani kakhulu kuCongress
okwenzakaleyo lapha yikuthi kuthe kubonakala ukuthi kukhona abanye abantu abangase babe ngumgolo endleleni yaloo mama bacentwa nje awu bakhukhulwa basuswa endleleni yakhe uma ubhekile angithandi ukuthi ngiphindaphinde into esisaziwa ngumuntu wonke ukuthi bonke abantu ade bengamfuni bonke sebesusiwe indlela yakhe isicacile isicandiwe sokusela ukuthi ahambe lapho kamnandi njengenakuhlatshwa ngameva yikho-ke noma silindile ukuthi siyibone iCongress yezane ukuthi izophuma namphumela bani kodwa okusuka kucacele wonke umuntu yikuthi akasenawo ameva endleleni yakhe akasenawo umgoqo ongamvimbela umuntu nje osengacathula azihambele kahle azoyofika lapho afisa khona konke sekulungisiwe
lo mnumzana George Mkhwananzi ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe bekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa
umsekeli kamongameli welizwe unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru uthi ngamanga aluhlaza okukhulunywa ngabanye abalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF abathi akaqhubi kuhle umsebenzi ulisela njalo lokuthi uzama ukukhipha umongameli Robert Mugabe esikhundleni unkosikazi Mjuru wethule umbiko izolo ntambama esithi konke lokhu akusoze kumenze ekele umsebenzi wakhe uthi kuyayangisa ukuthi kulabantu abasebenzisa amaphephandaba asekelwa nguhulumende ukuthi bamqambele amanga ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa umhlangano omkhulu wokukhetha inkokheli yeZANU-PF Congress ozakwenziwa ngompalakazi uthi uzasebenza gadalala ebambisane lomongameli Mugabe ekuqhubeni inhlelo ezinceda uZulu unkosikazi Mjuru uthi usekhulumela amagqwetha akhe ukuthi acubungule konke lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi basekela umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa yena obikwa efuna isikhundla somsekeli kamongameli kukhetho lweCongress uphinde wathi uzimisele ukuvikela konke ukuzivikela kukho konke lokhu phambi kwenkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF lamadale emthethwandaba unkosikazi Mjuru uthi okwamanje uzaqhubeka esebenzela uZulu weZimbabwe omunye wenkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF kudale le-Central Committee umnumzana David Ndlovu utshele uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ukuthi unkosikazi Mjuru ulelungelo lokuzivikela kubandla leli lasemthethwandaba
ndenzathi mina ke abantu kathesi sebephuma kumathukhala zabo nangikhanyeli so ngoba balezizathu eziningi bekuba khona kuZANU-PF nangikhanyele find ukuthi abanye abantu babakhona bafuna i-prestige abanye bafuna i-power abanye bafuna inotho abanye baprotekta ubu bawenzayo so bazama amandla bonke ukulwisa ukuthi abafuna ababethona bafuna ukuprotekta ubu babo sebepende abanye ngobubi abafuna ukukhwela ngibabone ngani abanye sebewadistibha sebesebenzisa khona ukuthiyana abafuna i-power ne-prestige yinto engiyibonakalayo abantu sebephumakhe esimathukhalazeni into abayifunayo kwezemphepha ngoba bana-one objective balande izizathu engizibonayo sibadike kathesi
ye mase sikhangeleke lo nkosikazi Joyce Mjuru uze wakhuluma esithi yena lokho abamcabangela ukuthi ufuna ukukwenza ayisikho kambe ungathi nxa usukukhangele wena ngokwakho ubonakazani uhlutshelwani
into ekhona ukuthi umuntu ngemthetho yelizwe mina ngithatha ngokuthi innocent until proven guilty njalo nxa umuntu kule nto azenzayo kuyenziwa ama-investigations ahambe ekhoti sesisazi ukuthi yenzeni kunokuthi abantu bahambe ngoba already kule public prosecution enenzakalayo engavelanda nxa kule nto ayonileyo ahambe ekhoti sonke sibone ukwenze lokhu umkhitha endakithi kuyinto awenzile asengeke sifika akwenzanga ukwenzile until i-court izitho ukuthi umuntu lo wenze lokhu wonke lana sibathathe amadekesi.
Lo ngumnumzana David Ndlovu, omunye wabakhokheli bebandla lezanu-PF okudale le-Central Committee, obekhuluma le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Sixoxe njalo lo mnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, ingcweti kwezombusazwe osekolishini le-Huddersfield University kwele-Bhilitane.
Siyakwazi ukuthi okuningi kwezinto ezenzakala eZimbabwe iqiniso kalisilazi njalo kalaziwa ngibani, kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi udubo lolakulo unkosikazi Mduru yikuthi zipolitics zezanu kuyalwiswana. Ngakho kutshengisa ukuthi yena ukhanya ngani usesilwa esemuva, ukhanya ngani umnanga kungani uselokuphumelela kulokhu kulwisana kade bebekukho. Mbone ngani mina nxa sikukhangela ngaleyo ndlela kwezombusazwe, ngibona ngani mina unkosikazi Mduru uyaphambanisa ukuthi akhanye ngani yena uthi hayi kutho ukuthi phela wonke umuntu urongo yena nguyo right, bokufanele ukuthi indaba leyo ayithathe ngenye indlela echiyene lalokhu asekwenzile.
Indlela bani engasithatha ukwenza ukuthi akulungise khonokho?
Bekufanele ukuthi njengoba besigijimela kukhongresi yezanu kanje azame ukuthi indlela aphendula ngayo konke lokhu okuthiwa ukwenzile yiliyani ezama ukuthi ifuqele ukulwa lokhu eceleni, kube ngani kulobudlelwano okuhle ukwenzela ukuthi nxa befika kuCongress kungakhanye ngani lapha kulo muntu ofanele ukuzowina lo munye ofanele ukuzoluza omunye ofanele ukuthi adliwe, kukhanye ngani hayi ibandla ufanele lakhiwe liqine. Khonokho bekungampha elinye ithuba elokuthi ukulwisana lokhu kuqalise kutsha phela, ngoba yena uyabe khanya njengomuntu owakhaya atsho obhidlizayo, kodwa wena phela lapha akwenzileyo lokhu kwenza ukuthi ukulwisana lokhu kuqhubekele phambili yena engaphansi umnangakwa engaphezulu.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, ingcweti kwezombusazwe njalo ufundisa ekolishini le-Huddersfield University kwele-Bhilitane.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Amalunga enhlanganiso yezakhamizi ezeGwanda eGwanda Residents Association abochiwe ngamapholisa aleli dolobho ngoba izame ukutshengisela ukusola uhlelo lukahulumende lokuhlawulisa abantu amanzi bengakawasebenzisi olwe prepaid water meters. Isikhulumelisa le nhlanganiso umnumzana Bekezela Maduma utshele Studio 7 ukuthi izakhamizi zithe zizama ukutshengisela zadibana lamapholisa amaningi athunyelwe ukuzivimba lokhu ukufola ukusola izinqumo zikahulumende eziphathelane lokutholakala kwamanzi. UMaduma uthi amapholisa aqale ngokwazisa ukuthi lokhu kutshengisela akukaphiwa imvumo yokuthi kuqhubekele phambili ngoba kuphathelane lezombusazwe kungelani lohlupho lwamanzi. Izakhamizi zithe ziyasiphikisa leso sinqumo kulapho amanye amalunga ale nhlanganiso okugoqela yena umnumzana Maduma abahle babotshwa. Uqhubeke uMaduma wathi amalunga enhlanganiso yakhe lezinye zakhamizi lokhu bethathwa ngamapholisa munye ngamunye. Sikhuluma nje
abahlali beGwanda namhla bebenzisile luka le-demonstration yamanzi. Manje amapholisa avuka ekuseni agqoba indawo yonke ngava le-demonstration yangkhona, so abantu bagcine ingasabanga khona i-demonstration. Amapholisa going around and sesing abantu akade befuneka ku-demonstration. Lami ngiyengathathwa ngamapholisa alelilowen kodwa sesing for 2 hours ngizakuzinto zeminingi but bagcina bengirelizile. So one other guy also ubotshiwe, I think it was ama-photos abantu akade bezinselela i-demonstration, so ayibambophile for that. And when ezikhuluma nje so abantu eGwanda still akulamanzi abawukwazi ukuthi next week kuzayenzakala. Ngibekezela kakhulu ngokuthi ngubani o-organizileyo, mayelana nangani, kwenzakalani, ngoba bona bengani abayifakayo i-demonstration politically motivated. No, ayikho politically motivated, i-demonstration yamanzi ayilandi politics.
So ungadlele ukuthi ngisiza ukuthi ngoba aba organize demonstration naleyo and why yes demonstration ngoba izimbuzo bengibuza mina was more about myself and maybe activism yami engiyenzayo ku politics and activism as we really konke lokhu asikho kumele siwenze thina besikhuluma ngamanzi that's what we were talking about. Abantu beGwanda bona bathi khona amanzi constitutional right. So bathi bafuna khona amanzi ahlale kule continuous supply yamanzi ngoba at the moment izima ihlala ikhatha amanzi ukuthi sikhansilele isikweleto sayo, ikhansile ukuthi iproblem yizima. So besingasakwazi ukuthi ongunye ohluphayo ukuthi nikhansilele izima ngobani.
Lowo umnumzana Bekezela Maduma, isiphathamandla seGwanda Residents Association, uSuperintendent Stephen Matema oweGwanda, yena utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi akulabantu ababotshiweyo.
Umgcini sihlalo weCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition umnumzana Dewa Mavinga uthiye umsebenzi namuhla esithi ukudoniselana lokulwisana okukulumanyano sokusenqabela ukuthi wenze umsebenzi wawo ngemfanelo. UMavinga wazise ngokuthiya kwakhe umsebenzi emhlanganweni wamalunga eCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition oqhutshelwe eHarare. Umsekeli wakhe unkosazana Samukeliso Khumalo nguye osethethe isikhundla lesi njalo uzakhokela lumanyano kuze kwenziwe umhlangano we-annual general meeting omnyaka ozayo. UMavinga uthe ngokuthiya umsebenzi ulethemba abasalayo bazasebenzelana kakuhle balungisise konke okuhluphayo ukuze umanyano lo usebenze kakuhle njalo ulandele injongo yawo ngokugcweleyo. Ukulwisana kulumanyano beso kubangele ukuthi ezinye inhlanganiso ezingamalunga ziphume zisethesa uMavinga umlando ukuba ngontando kayiphikiswa. Siqhume isikhulumeli seCrisis umnumzana Mfundo Mlilo.
Inhlanganiso eziyenza iCrisis Coalition ezilokuhlangana namhla special general meeting ukuthi zihlaziye induo ezihlangana leCrisis Coalition. Uchalemane we-crisis umgcini sihlalo umdade wamazinga wasefika kulo mhlangano wathola ukuthi inhlanganiso bezikhuluma ngenduku ehlangana le-crisis wabese-resigna. Sikhuluma nje umadam Samukeliso Khumalo ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-wild nesengu-acting chairperson we-crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition.
Uphezi Zathobani uMavinga ngokuthiya kwakhe umsebenzi.
UMavinga ubonile ukuthi inhlanganiso eziningi ezingasahambisani naye ngodaba lokuthi kulento eziningi akade zisenziwa kade zingavumani le memba obesebenza yedwa esenza ama-decision yedwa ecetha izisebenzi ongekho emthethweni. So inhlanganiso bezihlangene ukuthi zicubungule lezi ndawo ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani emhlanganisweni. Uthe sebona ukuthi sezamiswa umsebenzi walesebhale resignation ukuthi hhayi yena sefuna ukuthi angendiga nomsebenzi ayenze kuyo.
Belivele selikhangelela ukumisa umsebenzi.
Hayi, angeke ngisho njalo kodwa engingakuthi ukuthi inhlanganiso eziningi kade zibuyile ngoba besile nhlanganiso ezifika 58 siade kulowo mhlangano. Okunye kade engingathi kuku-agenda bekuyukuthi inhlanganiso bekumele zikhulumisane ngokuthi kungenziwani ukuze lezi nduku ziphele ngokuya phambili. Angazi ukuthi bezarivovani kodwa ngokunye ade kusetafula de kumele sikucubungule.
Umnumzana Mfundo Mlilo isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition.
Icelele MDCT elizibiza ngokuthi i-Renewal Team lithi imizamo ye-MDCT yokuxotsha amalunga ayo edale le-Senate le-Parliament akusoze kuphumelele umthethwandaba ungakethuli isinqumo sokuthi i-MDCT eyiyo yoqobo yiphi. I-MDCT ithi sizakhweza lolu daba e-Constitutional Court ngoba isikhulumeli sedale le-Parliament umnumzana Jacob Mdenda uphosisile ngokulahlela khatshana isikhalazo sabo. Asizweni imbono kamnumzana Kucaca Phulo umgcini sihlalo we-Renewal Team esigabeni sakoBulawayo njalo eyingcwethi ecubungula ezomthetho.
I-Constitutional Court isebenza ukuphendla ukukhangela umthetho. Isisho ukuthi uyahambelana yini le-Constitution. njalo ibisisitsho lokuthi iconstitution ithole into okumele ikhangelwe lapha ukubana iMDC eqodo yithi lokho ke uspeaker uthe ukukhangela wabona ukuthi inkundla idale lecourt yilo kuphela elingayenza idecision enjalo okuthi ukuthi kumele kuyiwe ehigh court iyokutsho ukuthi oyiMDC ngubani njengoba irenewal isithi uMorgan Tsvangirai samxotsha samdisciplina lakanye kwabonakala emaphepheni ukuthi waxotsha uMorgan Tsvangirai. UMorgan Tsvangirai laye uthi hathi angixotshwanga yimi iMDC. Kona lo umbuzo yiwo umbuzo okumele uxazululwe yinkundla yecourt. So ngibona ngazani uspeaker weParliament uJacob Mthenda ucabanga njengelawyer nxa esithi akusiyo ndawo yami le ukuthi ngidecide ukuthi iMDC ngubani. Hambani ecourt. Ofuna impendulo kahambe ecourt kanti uyabe sesabani ukuthi ayecourt.
Lanxa bengaya edalele eConstitutional Court ukuthi bayecubungula, akutsho lutho nxa kungakhanyi ukuthi iMDC eyiyo yiphi.
Akutsho lutho nxa kungakakhanyi ngoba lanxa bangaze bacubungule kanjani. Ekugcineni sefuna ukwazi ukuthi okay, ozaphiwa ilungelo lokuthi axotshe abanye nguphi wakhona. I-Constitutional Court ayisoze ithi ukuthi hhayi okumele akwenze lokhu ngusangirayi kumbe ngabe renewal ngoba leyo yinto okumele ikhangele lidale lecourt eliyi-high court. Irenewal basabhizi ngezinto ezinye ngeziphakathekileyo abantu abasazihlupha ngokube bexotsha abanye ngabe kaTsvangirai njalo kabakazibuza ukuthi bangaxotsha ama-members of parliament njengoba bethe bona bafuna abasoze bangene kukhetho kungakalungiswa lokhu lalokhu lalokhu bangaxotsha ama-members of parliament lawa opposition yaseparliament bathi kuzangena ubani eparliament yakhona angathi wonti bacabanga behamba besima njengerekhodi esileyo abangakucabangi khonaku bafuna ukukucabanga sebexotsha abantu.
Lo mnumzana ucaca phulo umgcini sihlalo we-renewal team esigabeni sakobulawayo njalo eyingcwethi ecubungula ezemithetho.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukulwisana kobandla lezanu-PF. Unkosikazi Grace Mgabe qhubeka ngomkhankaso wokuthi unkosikazi Joyce Mjuru kumele achiye umsebenzi kanti yena uMjuru uthi kayindawo.
Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo.
Umanyano we-European Union uthi uyajabula ngempumela yokuqeda udubo lwabomama abafa bebeletha ngendlela yokubakhela izindlu zokulindela ezibhedlela zemaphandleni. Kubika uNothando Spanda.
Inhlanganiso le ibithethe uhambo lokuyabona izindlu lezi ezakhiwa ngemali yamazwe la eSt Luke's eLupane esigabeni seMathepelelen North. Uhlelo lolu lokwakhiwa kwezindlu zokulindela lwasungulwa inhlanganiso ekhangela ezempilakahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele e-World Health Organization eminyakeni yawo-1960 ngemva kokunanzelela ukuthi kulabesifazane abaningi abafa ngenxa yokuhlala khatshana lezibhedlela. Ngo-1991, i-World Health Organization yakhuthaza amazwe wonke alenani eliphezulu labesifazana elifa libeletha, i-high maternal mortality rate, ukuthi lakhe izindlu lezi, ikakhulu ezibhedlela ezisemaphandleni. EZimbabwe lolu hlelo lwasoluke lwamiswa, kodwa kulandela ukubhidlika kwenotho yelizwe, iningi labesifazana bese libelethela emakhaya, lifaka impilo yalo lensane engozini, osukwenze uhulumende aluqale njalo lolu hlelo. Inhlanganiso ye-EU ngeyinye yalezo eziphathisa kulolu hlelo. Unkosikazi Sipho Dube oyedandanda eLupane obelindele ukubeletha eSt Luke's uthi umangele efika kulesi sibhedlela ngeviki ephelileyo ethola ukuthi sebeyakhelwe izindlu ezintsha ezokulindela ezilesithunzi lapho umuntu ayenelisa ukuhlala agcine le mpahla yakhe yabuyelayo kuhle.
Ngike ngabuya lapha ngo-2004 ngizobeletha umntana wami wokuqala. So besilala bekulama domu angu-4 kuphela. Besilala singu-100 phakathi. Besilala ngomhlubulo munye. Besithi masi sichibilika sichibilike sonke kanye kanye ngoba besingelanda ukuthi sichibilike. Kodwa kwanamhlanje ngithe ngiyafika emadumbeni ngafika ngabhayiza. Ngaswela ukuthi kade emadumbeni sokungapi. Ngalokhu siyayibonga i-EU.
UDokotela Nkazimulo Chuma ophethe isibhedlela lesi uthi izindlu lezi seziguqule impilo zabo mama zehlisa kakhulu lenani labesifazana elifa libeletha ngoba iningi belibulawa ngumango okumele uhambe lapho kungaba kubise lihelelwa.
So khona kuyana ukuthi umuntu uyaphuza ukuthola ukudinga usizo anti kuyangezelelwa ukuthi umuntu uyabe ekhatshana lesibhedlela sengacabanga ekhatshana ekhaya ukuthi kathese umele ngesibhedlela kodwa engxomgwaqo seduze ukhatshana kumele dinge inqola efika emgwaqweni engafika emgwaqweni amabhasi amekhaya amanye kayidlula insuku zonke uzalinda isikhathi eside ukuthi azathola ibhasi ibhasi lela nxa isithe yatholakala umgwaqo kawurayithi kayeso zihambe masinye efika esibhedlela so ngendlela yona leyo kutho ukuthi umama lowo osokungenzeka ukuthi afe phakathi lapha engakafiki esibhedlela.
Ngaphansi kohlelo lolu abezempilakahle bayaphatha njalo imihlangano lezakhamizi ukuze zikhuthazwe ngokuqakatheka kokuya esibhedlela ngesikhathi. Umnumzana Love Moncube uphethe isikolo sokufundisa abongi ababelethisayo eSt Luke's uthi kuthiwa nje intandane enhle ngumakhothwa ngunina ngoba babekubonile abadala izolo ukuthi wesifazana uyinsika yomuzi wakhe. Uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende abe lokho ekhulumisana labesifazana ngokuqakatheka kokuya ezibhedlela lapho bezithwele kanye lokuyabelethela khona hatshi ezindlini kumbe emakhaya ngoba basesekhona abathandabuzayo ukuya ezibhedlela lanxa zokulezindlu zokulindela.
Isikhuthazo siyaqhubeka kudinga umzamo ngenxa yokuthi akusiyo into eyenzakala mhlawumbe overnight umuntu yena ngokwakhe kunzima ukuthi atshintshe imvelo yakhe. Abanye ngenxa yokuthi bajayele ukuthi vele ngangibelethela ngkhaya kumbe ubani lobani babelethela ekhaya kuzange kube lohluko laye abesefuna ukwenza njalo. Kodwa njenge-Ministry of Health and Child Care siqhubeka silokhu esibakhuthaza ukuthi indawo engcono yokubelethela kusesibhedlela.
Udokotela Chuma uthi zikhona izizathu ezithile ezilokhu zisenqabela abesifazana ukuyabelethela esibhedlela lanxa kuyabe kulezindlu zokuyalindela. Uthi abanye bayabe bengelampahla yomntwana eneleyo bese beyangeka ukuyavela emphakathini bese saba amehlo abantu. Uthi abanye bayabe belabanye abantwana bingela ongasala labo bona besiyalindela esibhedlela.
Kusananzelela ukuthi kulezinye izinto esingathi ngesikhiwa zi-beyond our control okunye kuyabe kungama-family issues. Singakhangela umama ohlala yedwa ongeyokhangela abantwana bakhe kuba nzima kuyo ukuthi abuyezohlala e-mother's waiting home ngoba uyabekhangela ukuthi abantu abakhe bazasala begcina mbani.
Ngaphansi kohlelo lolu uhulumende sewaphathiswa ngemali evela kunhlangothi ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela yona i-EU, ingatsha zenhlanganiso yamazwe omanyano United Nations, i-World Health Organization le-UNICEF ukwakha lokuvuselela izindlu zokulindela ezibhedlela lemakliniki angamachumi ayisikhombisa lambili. Isibhedlela seSt Luke's yiso esithenjwe kakhulu izakhamizi zesigabeni seMatepelele North. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingunothando Sibanda.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum liphakamise inkezo yeChibuku Super Cup ngemva kokunqoba elikwenzele Harare City ku-final edlalelwe enkundleni yeMandava ngeSonto. Intatheli izindaba yethu Joseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ndawonye lezinye.
Iqembu lomdlalo wenguqu le-FC Platinum lingezelele inani lenkezo eliziphakamisele onyaka la kwezine ngemva kokunqoba elikwenzele Harare City ku-final yomncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup ngeSonto. Lokhu kuza ngemva kokunqoba kwaleli qembu kumncintiswano we-DO Cephas Gyms Part Charity Shield owe-Independence Trophy kanye lowe-ZNA Charity Shield. Ekhuluma ngemva kokunqoba kweqembu lakhe umdlali we-FC Platinum uThabani Kamsoko uthe balungiselele ngemfanelo yikho bephumelele ukunqoba.
Hayi, angizangithabe kakhulu yazi because vele ngithathe sivele sisebenza from past week sithethe ama-chance let's win this cup to edit ama-cup aku-cabinet e-teaming hayi so that when it comes to next year and then we add more futhi ama-cup.
Abadlali inkokheli kanye labasekeli beqembu leHarare City abayithokozelelanga indlela uNompembe uNorman Matemera aphathe ngayo lo mdlalo njalo ukapteni waleli qembu David Kuchikauri buselele insolo ngesehlakalo esidale ukuba iqembu leFC Platinum lilinganise imiklomelo.
Umdlalo kade uchaza kaya sisamile bona bazamile they had resilience. That's why I want to cut this with Tabile because they never gave up. If free kick clear, na vela, I'm not quite sure what if you refer to any free kick clear. Unkulu kulu mwe mwazi yobudi. Bata lile kakulu. Timi yami, sila lile kakulu. But it's very unfortunate.
iqembu leHarare City likhokhele kusukela ngehlandla lakuqala lomdlalo kwathi leFC Platinum lilinganise imiklomelo ngehlandla lesibili sekuyisikhathi esingezelelwa nguNompembe. iFC Platinum ihlohle ngemva kokuphiwa i-free kick ekhahlelwe nguNkamsoko yavalwa nguKushka Uribo ibhola lawela kuWalter Musona yena oqondise esangweni kwathi imvimbi yeHarare City uArnold Chiveya wanxiba kodwa umsekeli kaNompembe uOscar Bume wakhomba ukuba ibhola lingenile loMatemera wavuma.
Siyabonga jahalezansi kwane lokho lamhlanje mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga sikhona pha eWashington DC.